us pray. Dear Lord, we gather this evening to come closer to you, to experience your rest, to discover who you are. We thank you for this opportunity to be together here as brothers and sisters. Bless our minds and our hearts. Bless our efforts at understanding and exploring the gift of the Scriptures. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
St. John, pray for us. Okay, the Gospel of John. Close encounters of the first kind. So we're this evening going to embark on a little humble journey through parts of the Gospel of John. This is going to be a modest exploration of the mystery of Jesus through the text of this fourth Gospel, written by the one we call or refer to in the Gospel itself as the beloved disciple. Okay. What we're not going to do is to explore the text as text. In other words, we're not going to try to answer some of the very important textual questions that exist. When was it written? Where was it written? How was it written? Did John write every single verse, etc.? Those are very important textual questions, and I'm not proposing that we naively ignore them, but we are going to approach the passages that we read as believers. Not that those who don't try to answer those questions are not believers, but we're going to try the best we can to hear Jesus somehow, to discover Jesus through the passages that we're going to read, trusting that the Holy Spirit can speak to us and will speak to us this evening, and then next week, and then 2 weeks later, and then 2 weeks after that, here in Clarksville, Maryland, in September 2008. Believe it or not. Or October. I'm going back to that. Good luck. So, how many do not have a Bible with them? We did photocopy. Wow. I think we're in a Protestant church. A lot of people have their own Bible. That's awesome. Just kidding. So, those who do not, we did photocopy the passage that we are going to try to probe and open and dissect respectfully with faith and with hope. So as I said, the textual questions regarding any passages from the scripture are very legitimate and very important questions, but they're a different level of interrogation. We want to question and to probe so to discover Jesus, the one whom we believe to be the revealer behind and through the various texts of scripture. So we want to come close to Jesus, and we trust that through the complexity of these passages, composition of the text of Scripture and all the complexity that it entails, we trust that God somehow speaks to us because He promises. He establishes a covenant with us who are the church. So I have called this little four-part series, which will entail this evening, next week, and then I guess you saw in the bulletin, 2 weeks after that, we're going to break for the Women's Acts Retreat. And then 2 weeks after that, because of the week in between, I will be away on a retreat. Next week, by the way, we have to meet in the chapel. We'll do our best. Get cozy in the chapel just for next week.